Should corporations and the people who run them be allowed to use bankruptcy court to avoid liability for allegations of wrongdoing?
That's the question at the center of a case involving OxyContin and its maker, Purdue Pharma, and members of the Sackler family who own that company. The Supreme Court on Thursday temporarily blocked the corporation's $6 billion bankruptcy agreement with its creditors. The deal would have shielded the Sacklers from lawsuits related to the opioid crisis.
Now, the U.S. Supreme Court agreed late yesterday to review that controversial agreement. NPR's addiction correspondent Brian Mann has been following this story and joins us. Hi, Brian.
Good morning, Sarah.
This bankruptcy deal has been fought over in the courts for years now. A lot of people thought it was settled. Why is the Supreme Court intervening now?
Yeah, this bankruptcy deal was approved by a federal judge back in 2021, but it allowed members of the Sackler family, even though they're not bankrupt, to pay a big chunk of money in exchange for immunity from lawsuits. The Justice Department appealed, and so now the Supreme Court's agreed to look at one really specific legal question. Here's Lindsay Simon. She's a bankruptcy law expert at Emory University.
It's not getting into the merits of whether the Sacklers deserve releases. It's strictly this idea of, does the bankruptcy code give the court, the bankruptcy court, the power to confirm a plan like Purdue Pharma's plan that gives the Sacklers releases?
Justices are going to hear arguments on this in December. And until then, Sarah, none of the $6 billion in this proposed settlement will be paid out to opioid victims or communities.
Right. So no victims will get settlements until then. How are people harmed by these drugs responding to that?
You know, the overwhelming majority of opioid victims, people who suffered addiction or lost loved ones to OxyContin overdoses, they've backed this deal. You know, if it's upheld, they'll get $750 million in compensation. Communities that sued Purdue Pharma also support it. They're in line to receive billions. So really, the Justice Department is the last holdout here appealing this. And in legal briefs, the DOJ argued that if the Sacklers get away with this, it will serve, and I'm quoting here, it will serve as a roadmap for wealthy corporations and individuals to misuse the bankruptcy system.
And that's an important point. I mean, we do know that the Supreme Court, of course, sets precedent. What might this mean for other types of big bankruptcy cases?
Well, it could be huge. What's happened over the last decade is all kinds of wealthy companies and individuals accused of wrongdoing have done this. They've used the power of bankruptcy court to block lawsuits, to limit their liability without ever having to actually file for bankruptcy. Critics, including the DOJ and many legal experts, say that's an effort to skirt accountability.
And Brian, other examples of this? Have other big companies done this before?
Yeah, absolutely. We've been talking about the Sacklers and Purdue Pharma, but the Koch brothers, who are also billionaires, used a bankruptcy maneuver in an asbestos case. Johnson & Johnson, one of the richest corporations in the U.S., drew a lot of attention when they used bankruptcy to try to block tens of thousands of lawsuits linked to claims that its talc baby powder caused ovarian cancer. Lindsay Simon at Emory University says the Supreme Court is now going to settle once and for all whether bankruptcy courts were meant to wield this kind of power.
It will be the decision that really sways whether these are even bankruptcy deals in the first place.
So this case is going to bring the Sacklers and the opioid crisis before the Supreme Court at a time when tens of thousands of people are still dying from overdoses every year. But the outcome could affect a whole lot of bankruptcy cases, ranging from product safety lawsuits to environmental claims and even sexual assault cases.
Lots at stake there. That's NPR's Brian Mann. Thanks so much, Brian.
Thank you, Sarah.